and let's turn now to the campaigns. This morning on Fox and Friends, President Trump predicted he'd win more electoral college votes than he did in 2016. Remember, that's how he won that race. And when asked when he'd declare victory, the president said this.
Only when there's victory. I mean, you know, there's no reason to play games.
Last night, Joe Biden, who's been ahead in most polls, also predicted victory.
And folks, I have a feeling we're coming together for a big win tomorrow.
Joining us now, NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Franco, what has each candidate made this race about? Remind us in these closing days.
You know, it's ending very much like it started, especially for Trump, who has been, you know, very high volume with a lot of personal attacks against Joe Biden and other opponents. You know, he has really tried to capture the spirit and energy of his 2016 campaign with these massive rallies and basically continuing to downplay the surging virus that has killed over 230,000 Americans. Biden, meanwhile, has turned the focus of his campaign on making this a referendum on Trump, on Trump's policies, and particularly his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. But both sides say this is a historical election, and most Americans would agree that this election will have dramatic impacts on the future direction of the country.
Yep. And this morning, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany injected another storyline. She claimed that the story of this election is that the Latino and Black vote came to President Trump. Both campaigns have targeted those voters, suburban women as well in key states. You know, in every election, we talk about last-minute swing voters. Have there been shifts that you're picking up on?
Yeah, we'll know for sure when the ballots are counted, but there is no question at all that both campaigns have made their pitches to Black and Latino voters. The Latino vote's going to be key in tight races in Arizona and Florida, and polls do show Trump is doing slightly better with Latinos than he did in 2016. I myself traveled to South Florida, where Trump's message against socialism kind of resonates with a lot of Cuban American and Venezuelan American voters because of what's occurred in their home countries and their parents' home countries. You know, and as for the African American community, Trump has gotten some notable endorsements from some high-profile rappers for his pitch to Black voters. And after getting only 8% of the Black vote in 2016, he's trying to make some gains this time.
I'll just ask you quickly. Last night, Twitter and Facebook flagged President Trump's posts claiming that the late counting of mail-in votes in Pennsylvania was very dangerous, would lead to rampant fraud. Again, there's no evidence of fraud, and ballot counting always goes on past Election Day, always. But what are the campaigns saying? What's next if there's no clear winner tonight and people are still counting?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, President Trump, you know, this weekend did make some comments about sending in the lawyers and taking action. But, you know, like the clip you just played, he's kind of backing off of that, saying there's no reason to play games. But both sides have amassed an army of lawyers in the event of a contested election. You know, the parties have been here before. We've seen this happen in 2000, and no one wants to get caught flat-footed.
Nope. NPR's Franco Ordonez. Thank you.
Thank you.